to others. So the, shall we say, worst that could be done was to discredit this source. Questioner: would there be any value to the people of this planet now, at this time, to complete this machine? I am Ra. The harvest is now. There is not, at this time, any reason to include efforts along these distortions towards longevity, but rather to encourage distortions toward seeking the heart of self. For this, which resides clearly in the violet ray energy field, will determine the harvesting of each mind-body-spirit complex. Questioner: going back to the start of this 75,000-year period, there was the harvesting 25,000 years after the start, which would make it 50,000 years ago, I would assume. Can you tell me how many were harvested from our planet at that time? I am Ra. The harvest was none. Questioner: there was no harvest. What about 25,000 years ago? Was there a harvest then? I am Ra. A harvesting began taking place in the latter portion, as you measure time-space, of the second cycle, with individuals finding the gateway to intelligent infinity. The harvest of that time, though extremely small, were those entities of extreme distortion towards service to the entities which now were to repeat the major cycle. These entities, therefore, remained in third density, although they could at any moment/present nexus leave this density through the use of intelligent infinity. Questioner: then, in the harvest 25,000 years ago, the entities who could have been harvested to the fourth density remained here in service to this planetary population. Is this correct? I am Ra. This is correct. Thus, there was no harvest, but there were harvestable entities who shall choose the manner of their entrance into fourth dimension. Questioner: then, for the last 3,300 years, you have been actively working to create as large a harvest as possible at the end of the total 75,000-year cycle. Can you state with respect to the Law of One why you do this, just as a statement of your reasons for this? I am Ra. I speak for the social memory complex termed Ra. We came among you to aid you. Our efforts in service were perverted. Our desire, then, is to eliminate, as far as possible, the distortions caused by those misreading our information and guidance. The general cause of service such as the Confederation offers is that of the primal distortion of the Law of One, which is service. The One Being of the creation is like unto a body, if you will accept this third-density analogy. Would we ignore a pain in the leg, a bruise upon the skin, a cut which is festering? No. There is no ignoring a call. We, the entities of sorrow, chose as our service the attempt to heal the sorrow, which we are calling analogous to the pains of a physical body complex distortion. Questioner: at what density level is Ra? I am Ra. I am sixth density with a strong seeking towards seventh density. The harvest for us will be in only approximately 2.5 million of your years, and it is our desire to be ready for harvest as it approaches in our space-time continuum. Questioner: and you ready yourselves for harvest through the best service you can provide. Is this correct? I am Ra. This is correct. We offer the Law of One, the solving of paradoxes, the balancing of love-light and light-love. Questioner: how long is one of your cycles? I am Ra. One of our cycles computes to 75,000,000 of your years. Questioner: 75 million? I am Ra. That is correct. Editor's note: Ra had accidentally added an extra O in the previous passage. Questioner: in your service in giving the Law of One, do you work with any planets other than the Earth at this time, or just Earth? I am Ra. We work only with this planetary sphere at this time. Questioner: you stated that you were called by 352,000 Earth entities. Does this mean that this number is the number who will understand and accept the Law of One? Am I correct? I am Ra. We cannot estimate the correctness of your statement, for those who call are not in every case able to understand the answer to their calling. Moreover, those who were not calling previously may, with great trauma, discover the answers to the call nearly simultaneously with their late call. There is no time-space in call. Therefore, we cannot estimate the number of your mind-body-spirit complexes which will, in your space-time continuum distortion, hear and understand. Questioner: How have you normally given the Law of One over the last 3,300 years? How have you normally given this to Earth people? I am Ra. We have used channels such as this one, but in most cases, the channels feel inspired by dreams and visions without being aware, consciously, of our identity or existence. This particular group has been accentuatedly trained to recognize such contact. This makes this group able to be aware of a focal or vibrational source of information. Questioner: When you contact the entities in their dreams and otherwise, these entities, I assume, have to be first seeking in the direction of the Law of One. Is this correct? I am Ra. This is correct. For example, the entities of the nation of Egypt were in a state of pantheism, as you may call the distortion towards separate worship of various portions of the Creator. We were able to contact one whose orientation was towards the One. Questioner: I assume as the cycle ends, inconveniences will occur, and there will be some entities who start seeking or get catalyzed, you might say, into seeking because of the trauma, and will then maybe hear your words through possibly telepathy or written material, such as we will publish as this book. I am Ra. You are correct, except in understanding that the inconveniences have begun. Questioner: Can you tell me who was responsible for transmitting the book Awaspi? I am Ra. This was transmitted by one of Confederation Social Memory Complex status, whose idea, as offered to the Council, was to use some of the known physical history of the so-called religions or religious distortions of your cycle in order to veil and partially unveil aspects or primal distortions of the Law of One. All names can be taken to be created for their vibrational characteristics. The information buried within has to do with a deeper understanding of love and light, the attempts of infinite intelligence through many messengers to teach learn those entities of your sphere. Questioner: Have there been any other books that you can name that are available for this purpose that have been given by the Confederation? I am Ra. We cannot share this information, for it would distort your discernment patterns in your future. You may ask about a particular volume. Questioner: The Urantia book, which I haven't read, who gave that? I am Ra. This was given by a series of discarnate entities of your own earth planes, the so-called inner planes. This material is not passed by the Council. Questioner: The Edgar Cayce material. Who spoke through Edgar Cayce? I am Ra. No entity spoke through Edgar Cayce. Questioner: Where did the information come from that Edgar Cayce channeled? I am Ra. We have explained before that the intelligent infinity is brought into intelligent energy from eighth density, or the octave. The one vibratory sound complex called Edgar used this gateway to view the present, which is not the continuum you experience, but the potential social memory complex of this planetary sphere. The term your peoples have used for this is the Akashic Record, or the Hall of Records. This is the last question which you may now ask. Questioner: Is there anything that we can do to make the instrument more comfortable or help during the transmission? I am Ra. We only reiterate the importance of alignment. This instrument is placed 0.2 degrees away from the direction of the resting place, which is correct. This may be eyed, shall we say, by sight, and the instrument reminded. You are being conscientious. Is there any brief question we may answer before the session is closed? Questioner: Can you tell me if we are accomplishing our effort reasonably well? I am Ra. The law is one. There are no mistakes. I am Ra. I leave this instrument in the love and the light of the one infinite Creator. Go forth, therefore, rejoicing in the power and the peace of the one Creator, Adonai. Ra session number 15. January 30th, 1981. I am Ra. I greet you in the love and the light of the infinite creator. I communicate now. Questioner, I would like to apologize for my past and any future stupid questions due to the fact that I'm searching for the proper entry into investigating the Law of One. I would like to ask if the use of the instrument is a function of the time we use the instrument, or the amount of information, or the number of words the instrument gives. In other words, do I have to hurry and ask the questions, or can I take my time to ask the questions? I am Ra. There are two portions to your query. Firstly, this instrument's reserve of vital energy, which is a product of body, mind, and spirit distortions in the various complexes, is the key to the length of time which we may expend using this instrument. We searched your group when we contacted you, for each in your group possesses significantly more vital energy of the body complex. However, this instrument was tuned most appropriately by the mind-body-spirit complex distortions of its beingness in this illusion. Therefore, we remained with this instrument. Secondly, we communicate at a set rate, which is dependent upon our careful manipulation of this instrument. We cannot be more, as you would say, quick. Therefore, you may ask questions speedily, but the answers we have to offer are at a set pace given. Questioner, this isn't exactly what I meant. If it takes me, say, 45 minutes to ask my questions, does that give the instrument only 15 minutes to answer rather than an hour? Or could the instrument go over an hour with her answers, all totaled? I am Ra. The energy required for this contact is entered into this instrument by a function of time. Therefore, the time is the factor, as we understand your query. Questioner, then I should ask my questions rapidly so that I do not reduce the time. Is this correct? I am Ra. You shall do as you deem fit. However, we may suggest that to obtain the answers you require may mean that you invest some of what you experience as time. Although you lose the answer time, you gain thereby in the specificity of the answer, as many times in the past we have needed clarification of hastily phrased questions. Questioner, thank you. The first question is, why does rapid aging occur on this planet? I am Ra. Rapid aging occurs upon this third density planet due to an ongoing imbalance of receptor web complex in the etheric portion of the energy field of this planet. The thought form distortions of your peoples have caused the energy streamings to enter the planetary magnetic atmosphere, if you would so term this web of energy patterns, in such a way that the proper streamings are not correctly imbued with balanced vibratory light love from the, shall we say, cosmic level of this octave of existence. Questioner, do I assume correctly that one of your attempts in service to this planet was to help the population of this planet more fully understand and practice the Law of One so that this rapid aging could be changed to normal aging? I am Ra. You assume correctly to a great degree. Questioner, then it would be very beneficial for the people of this planet in practicing the Law of One to learn the ways of service. Am I correct? I am Ra. You are correct. If you will observe those oriented through a lifetime of experiential distortion complex from near the beginning of that experience, you will observe a relatively youthful, as you would call it, appearance. Questioner, what is the greatest service that our population on this planet could perform individually? I am Ra. There is but one service. The Law is one. The offering of self to Creator is the greatest service, the unity, the fountainhead. The entity who seeks the one Creator is with infinite intelligence. From this seeking, from this offering, a great multiplicity of opportunities will evolve, depending upon the mind-body-spirit complexes' distortions with regard to the various illusory aspects or energy centers of the various complexes of your illusion. Thus, some become healers, some workers, some teachers, and so forth. Questioner, if an entity were perfectly balanced on this planet with respect to the Law of One, would he undergo the aging process? I am Ra. A perfectly balanced entity would become tired rather than visibly aged. The lessons being learned, the entity would depart. However, this is appropriate and is a form of aging which your peoples do not experience. The understanding comes slowly, the body complex decomposing more rapidly. Questioner, can you tell me a little bit about the definition of the word balancing as we are using it? I am Ra. Picture, if you will, the one infinite. You have no picture. Thus the process begins. Love creating light, becoming love light, streams into the planetary sphere according to the electromagnetic web of points, or nexi, of entrance. These streamings are then available to the individual who, like the planet, is a web of electromagnetic energy fields with points, or nexi, of entrance. In a balanced individual, each energy center is balanced and functioning brightly and fully. The blockages of your planetary sphere cause some distortion of intelligent energy. The blockages of the mind-body-spirit complex further distort or unbalance this energy. There is one energy. It may be understood as love-light or light-love or intelligent energy. Questioner, am I correct in assuming that one of the blockages of a mind-body-spirit complex might be due to an imbalance of, shall we say, ego, and this could be balanced using a worthiness-unworthiness balance? I am Ra. This is incorrect. Questioner, can you tell me how you balance the ego? I am Ra. We cannot work with this concept as it is misapplied, and understanding cannot come from it. Questioner, how does an individual go about balancing himself? What is the first step? I am Ra. The steps are only one, that is, an understanding of the energy centers which make up the mind-body-spirit complex. This understanding may be briefly summarized as follows. The first balancing is of the Malkuth, or Earth, vibratory energy complex called the Red Ray complex. An understanding and acceptance of this energy is fundamental. The next energy complex, which may be blocked, is the emotional or personal complex, also known as the Orange Ray complex. This blockage will often demonstrate itself as personal eccentricities or distortions with regard to self-conscious understanding or acceptance of self. The third blockage resembles most closely that which you have called ego. It is the yellow ray, or solar plexus, center. Blockages in this center will often manifest as distortions towards power manipulation and other social behaviors concerning those close and those associated with the mind-body-spirit complex. Those with blockages in these first three energy centers, or nexi, will have continuing difficulties in ability to further their seeking of the Law of One. The center of heart, or green ray, is the center from which third-density beings may springboard, shall we say, towards infinite intelligence. Blockages in this area may manifest as difficulties in expressing what you may call universal love or compassion. The blue ray center of energy streaming is the center which, for the first time, is outgoing as well as in-pouring. Those blocked in this area may have difficulty in grasping the spirit-mind complexes of its own entity, and further difficulty in expressing such understandings of self. Entities blocked in this area may have difficulties in accepting communication from other mind-body-spirit complexes. The next center is the pineal, or indigo ray, center. Those blocked in this center may experience a lessening of the influx of intelligent energy due to manifestations which appear as unworthiness. This is that of which you spoke. As you can see, this is but one of many distortions due to the several points of energy influx into the mind-body-spirit complex. The indigo ray balancing is quite central to the type of work which revolves about the spirit complex, which has its influx, then, into the transformation or transmutation of third density to fourth density, it being the energy center receiving the least distorted outpourings of love light from intelligent energy, and having also the potential for the key to the gateway of intelligent infinity. The remaining center of energy influx is simply the total expression of the entity's vibratory complex of mind, body, and spirit. It is as it will be. Balanced or imbalanced has no meaning at this energy level, for it gives and takes in its own balance. Whatever the distortion may be, It cannot be manipulated, as can the others, and, therefore, has no particular importance in viewing the balancing of an entity. Questioner. You previously gave us some information about what we should do in balancing. Is there any information that we can publish now about any particular exercises or methods of balancing these centers? I am Ra. The exercises given for publication, seen in comparison with the material now given, are, in total, a good beginning. It is important to allow each seeker to enlighten itself rather than for any messenger to attempt in language to teach-learn for the entity, thus being teach-learner and learn-teacher. This is not in balance with your third density. We learn from you. We teach to you. Thus, we teach-learn. If we learned for you, this would cause imbalance in the direction of the distortion of free will. There are other items of information allowable. However, you have not yet reached these items in your lines of questioning, and it is our belief/feeling complex that the questioner shall shape this material in such a way that your mind-body-spirit complexes shall have entry to it. Thus, we answer your queries as they arise in your mind complex. Questioner. Yesterday you stated, quote, "The harvest is now. There is not at this time any reason to include efforts upon these distortions toward longevity, but rather to encourage distortions towards the heart of self. For this which resides clearly in the violet ray energy field will determine the harvest of each mind-body-spirit complex." End quote. Could you tell us how to seek, or the best way to seek, the heart of self? I am Ra. We have given you this information in several wordings. However, we can only say the material for your understanding is the self, the mind-body-spirit complex. You have been given information upon healing, as you call this distortion. This information may be seen in a more general context as ways to understand the self. The understanding, experiencing, accepting, and merging of self with self and with other self, and finally with the Creator, is the path to the heart of self. In each infinitesimal part of yourself resides the One in all of its power. Therefore, we can only encourage these lines of contemplation, always stating the prerequisite of meditation, contemplation, or prayer as a means of subjectively/objectively using or combining various understandings to enhance the seeking process. Without such a method of reversing the analytical process, one could not integrate into unity the many understandings gained in such seeking. Questioner. I don't mean to ask the same question twice, but there are some areas I consider so important that greater understanding may be obtained by possible restatement in other words. I thank you very much for your patience. Yesterday, you also mentioned that when there was no harvest at the end of the last 25,000-year period, quote, "there were harvestable entities who shall choose the manner of their entrance into the fourth density," end quote. Can you tell me what you mean by how they will choose the manner of their entrance into the fourth density? I am Ra. These shepherds, or, as some have called them, the elder race, shall choose the time-space of their leaving. They are unlikely to leave until their other selves are harvestable also. Questioner. What do you mean by their other selves being harvestable? I am Ra. The other selves with whom these beings are concerned are those which did not attain harvest during the second major cycle. Questioner. Could you tell me just a small amount of the history of what you call the elder race? I am Ra. The question is unclear. Please restate. Questioner. I ask this question because I've heard about the elder race before in a book, Road in the Sky, by George Hunt Williamson, and I was wondering if this elder race was the same that he talked about. I am Ra. The question now resolves itself. For we have spoken previously of the manner of decision-making which caused these entities to remain here upon the closing of the second major cycle of your current master cycle. There are some distortions in the descriptions of the one known as Mikael. However, these distortions have primarily to do with the fact that these entities are not a social memory complex, but rather a group of mind-body-spirit complexes dedicated to service. These entities work together, but are not completely unified. Thus, they do not completely see each the other's thoughts, feelings, and motives. However, Their desire to serve is the fourth dimensional type of desire, thus melding them into what you may call a brotherhood. Editor's note. The Mikhail referenced in the previous passage is Mikhail Dobrynovich, also known as George Hunt Williamson. Questioner. Why do you call them the elder race? I am Ra. We called them thusly to acquaint you, the questioner, with their identity, as is understood by your mind complex distortion. Questioner. Are there any wanderers with these elder race or not? I am Ra. These are planetary entities harvested, wanderers only in the sense that they chose, in fourth density love, to immediately reincarnate in third density, rather than proceeding towards fourth density. This causes them to be wanderers of a type, wanderers who have never left the earth plane because of their free will, rather than because of their vibrational level. Questioner, in yesterday's material you stated, quote, we offer the law of one, the solving of paradoxes, end quote. You also mentioned earlier that the first distortion was the distortion of free will. Could you tell me if there's a sequence? Is there a first, second, third, fourth distortion of the law of one? I am Ra. Only up to a very short point. After this point, the manyness of distortions are equal, one to another. The first distortion, free will, finds focus. This is the second distortion, known to you as logos, the creative principle, or love. This intelligent energy thus creates the distortion known as light. From these three distortions come many, many hierarchies of distortions, each having its own paradoxes to be synthesized, no one being more important than another. Questioner, you also said that you offered the law of one, which is the balancing of love-light and light-love. Is there any difference between love-light and light-love? I am Ra. This will be the final question of this time-space. There is the same difference between love-light and light-love as there is between teach-learning and learn-teaching. Love-light is the enabler, the power, the energy giver. Light-love is the manifestation which occurs when light has been impressed with love. Questioner, is there anything that we can do to make the instrument more comfortable, and can we have another session today? I am Ra. This instrument requires a certain amount of manipulation of the physical or body complex due to a stiffness. Other than this, all is well, the energies being balanced. There is a slight distortion in the mental energy of this instrument due to concern for a loved one, as you call it. This is only slightly lowering the vital energies of the instrument. Given a manipulation, this instrument will be well for another working. Questioner, by manipulation, do you mean she should go for a walk or we should rub her back? I am Ra. We meant the latter. The understanding must be added that this manipulation be done by one in harmony with the entity. Are there any short queries before we leave this instrument? Questioner, is it possible for you to tell us anything about what, since we are wanderers, anything about our previous density, which density we came from? I am Ra. I scan each and find it acceptable to share this information. The wanderers in this working are of two densities. One, the density of five, that is, of light. One, the density of love-light, or unity. To express the identity of which came from which density, we observe to be an infringement upon the free will of each. Therefore, we state simply the two densities, both of which are harmoniously oriented towards work together. I am Ra. I leave you in the love and the light of the infinite creator. Go forth then, rejoicing in the power and the peace of the one infinite creator, Adonai. Ra session number 16, January 31st, 1981. I am Ra. I greet you in the love and the light of the infinite creator. We communicate now. Questioner. I would like to ask, considering the free will distortion of the Law of One, how can the Guardians quarantine the Earth? Is this quarantine within the free will distortion? I am Ra. The Guardians guard the free will distortion of the mind-body-spirit complexes of third density on this planetary sphere. The events which require activation of quarantine were interfering with the free will distortion of mind-body-spirit complexes. Questioner, I may be wrong, but it seems to me that it would be the free will of, say, the Orion group to interfere. How is this balanced against the other concept you just gave? I am Ra. The balancing is from dimension to dimension. The attempts of the so-called crusaders to interfere with free will are acceptable upon the dimension of their understanding. However, the mind-body-spirit complexes of this dimension, you call third, form a dimension of free will which is not able to, shall we say, recognize in full the distortions towards manipulation. Thus, in order to balance the dimensional variances in vibration, a quarantine was set up, this being a balancing situation whereby the free will of the Orion group is not stopped, but given a challenge. Meanwhile, the third density group is not hindered from free choice. Questioner, could these windows that occur let the Orion group come through once in a while? Does this have anything to do with this free will distortion? I am Ra. This is correct. Questioner, could you tell me how that works? I am Ra. The closest analogy would be a random number generator within certain limits. Questioner, what is the source of this random number generator? Is it created by the guardians to balance their guarding? Or is it a source other than the guardians? I am Ra. All sources are one. However, we understand your query. The window phenomenon is an other self phenomenon from the guardians. It operates from the dimensions beyond space-time, in what you may call the area of intelligent energy. Like your cycles, such balancing, such rhythms, are as a clock striking. In the case of the windows, no entities have the clock. Therefore, it seems random. It is not random in the dimension which produces this balance. This is why we stated the analogy was within certain limits. Questioner, then this window balancing prevents the guardians from reducing their positive polarization by totally eliminating the Orion contact through shielding. Is this correct? I am Ra. This is partially correct. In effect, the balancing allows an equal amount of positive and negative influx, this balanced by the mind-body-spirit distortions of the social complex. Thus, in your particular planetary sphere, less negative, as you would call it, information or stimulus is necessary than positive, due to the somewhat negative orientation of your social complex distortion. Questioner, in this way, total free will is balanced so that the individual may have an equal opportunity to choose service to others or service to self. Is this correct? I am Ra. This is correct. Questioner, this is a profound revelation, I believe, in the law of free will. Thank you. This is a minor question, further to make an example of this principle. But if the Confederation landed on Earth, they would be taken as gods, breaking the law of free will, and thus reducing their polarization towards service to all. I assume that the same thing would happen if the Orion group landed. How would this affect their polarization towards service to self if they were able to land and become known as gods? I am Ra. In the event of mass landing of the Orion group, the effect of polarization would be strongly towards an increase in the service to self, precisely the opposite of the former opportunity which you mentioned. Questioner, if the Orion group was able to land, would this increase their polarization? What I'm trying to get at is it better for them to work behind the scenes and get recruits, shall I say, from our planet? The person on our planet going towards service to self, strictly on his own, using his free will? Or is it just as good for the Orion group to land upon our planet and demonstrate remarkable powers and get people like that? I am Ra. The first instance is, in the long run, shall we put it, more salubrious for the Orion group in that it does not infringe upon the law of one by landing and thus does its work through those of this planet. In the second circumstance, a mass landing would create a loss of polarization due to the infringement upon the free will of the planet. However, it would be a gamble. If the planet then were conquered and became part of the empire, the free will would then be reestablished. This is restrained in action due to the desire of the Orion group to progress towards the one creator. This desire to progress inhibits the group from breaking the law of confusion. Editor's note. The word salubrious in the previous passage can be defined as favorable to health or well-being. Questioner. You mentioned the word empire in relation to the Orion group. I have thought for some time that the movie Star Wars was somehow an allegory, in part, for what is actually happening. Is this correct? I am Ra. This is correct in the same way that a simple children's story is an allegory for physical, philosophical, social complex distortion / understanding. Questioner. Is there a harvest of entities oriented toward service to self, like there is a harvest here of entities oriented toward service to others? I am Ra. There is one harvest. Those able to enter fourth density through vibrational complex levels may choose the manner of their further seeking of the one creator. Questioner. Then, as we enter the fourth density, there will be a split, shall we say, and part of the individuals who go into the fourth density will go to planets or places where there is service to others, and the other part will go into places where there is service to self. Is this correct? I am Ra. This is correct. Questioner. Well, the Confederation established its quarantine, I understand, 75,000 years ago. Had the Orion group been attempting to contact any part of this planet prior to that? How long have they been attempting to contact this planet? I am Ra. Approximately 45,000 years ago, an attempt was made. It was not successful. Approximately 3,600 years ago, the group sent an entity of social memory complex to this planetary sphere. This effort met with some success, but was in the space-time continuum lessened in impact. Since approximately 3,300 years ago, in your measurement, this group has constantly been working upon the harvest, just as the Confederation. Questioner, can you name the entity that they sent here? 3,600 years ago? I am Ra. This entity was named by your peoples, Yahweh. Questioner, can you tell me the origin of the Ten Commandments? I am Ra. The origin of these commandments follows the law of negative entities impressing information upon positively oriented mind-body-spirit complexes. The information attempted to copy or ape positivity while retaining negative characteristics. Questioner, was this done by the Orion group? I am Ra. This is correct. Questioner, what was their purpose in doing this? I am Ra. The purpose of the Orion group, as mentioned before, is conquest and enslavement. This is done by finding and establishing an elite and causing others to serve the elite through various devices, such as the laws you mentioned and others given by this entity. Questioner, was the recipient of the Ten Commandments positively or negatively oriented? I am Ra. The recipient was one of extreme positivity, thus accounting for some of the pseudo-positive characteristics of the information received. As with contexts which are not successful, this entity, Vibratory Complex Moshe, did not remain a credible influence among those who had first heard the philosophy of One, and this entity was removed from this third density vibratory level in a lessened or saddened state, having lost what you may call the honor and faith with which he had begun the conceptualization of the Law of One and the freeing of those who were of his tribes, as they were called at that time-space. Questioner, if this entity was positively oriented, how was the Orion group able to contact him? I am Ra. This was an intensive, shall we say, battleground between positively oriented forces of Confederation origin and negatively oriented sources. The one called Moshe was open to impression and received the Law of One in its most simple form. However, the information became negatively oriented due to his people's pressure to do specific physical things in the third density planes. This left the entity open for the type of information and philosophy of a self-service nature. Questioner, it would be unlike an entity fully aware of the knowledge of the Law of One to ever say, "Thou shalt not." Is this correct? I am Ra. This is correct. Questioner, can you give me some kind of history of your social memory complex and how you became aware of the Law of One? I am Ra. The path of our learning is graven in the present moment. There is no history as we understand your concept. Picture, if you will, a circle of being. We know the Alpha and Omega as infinite intelligence. The circle never ceases. It is present. The densities we have traversed at various points in the circle correspond to the characteristics of cycles. First, the cycle of awareness. Second, the cycle of growth. Third, the cycle of self-awareness. Fourth, the cycle of love or understanding. Fifth, the cycle of light or wisdom. Sixth, the cycle of light-love, love-light, or unity. Seventh, the gateway cycle. Eighth, the cycle which moves into a mystery we do not plumb. Questioner: Thank you very much. In previous material, before we communicated with you, it was stated by the Confederation that there is actually no past or future. All is present. Would this be a good analogy? I am Ra. There is past, present, and future in third density. In an overview, such as an entity may have, removed from the space-time continuum, it may be seen that in the cycle of completion, there exists only the present. We ourselves seek to learn this understanding. At the seventh level or dimension, we shall, if our humble efforts are sufficient, become one with all, thus having no memory, no identity, no past or future, but existing in the all. Questioner: Does this mean that you would have awareness of all that is? I am Ra. This is partially correct. It is our understanding that it would not be our awareness, but simply awareness of the Creator. In the Creator is all that there is. Therefore, this knowledge would be available. Questioner: I was wondering how many inhabited planets there are in our galaxy, and if they all reach higher density by the Law of One. It doesn't seem to me that there would be any other way to reach higher density. Is this correct? I am Ra. Please restate your query. Questioner: How many inhabited planets are there in our galaxy? I am Ra. We are assuming that you intend all dimensions of consciousness or densities of awareness in this question. Approximately 1/5 of all planetary entities contain awareness of one or more densities. Some planetary spheres are hospitable only for certain densities. Your planetary sphere, for instance, is at this time hospitable to levels or densities 1, 2, 3, and 4. Questioner: Well, roughly how many total planets in this galaxy of stars that we're in have aware life regardless of density? I am Ra. Approximately 67 million. Questioner: Can you tell me what percentage of those are third, fourth, fifth, sixth density, etc.? Roughly, very roughly. I am Ra. A percentage 17 for first density. A percentage 20 for second density. A percentage 27 for third density. A percentage 16 for fourth density. A percentage 6 for fifth density. The other information must be withheld. The free will of your future is not making this available. We shall speak on one item. There is a fairly large percentage, approximately 35% of the intelligent planets, which do not fit in the percentiles. These mysteries are of 6th and 7th density and are not available for our speaking. Questioner: Well, this first 5 densities, have all of them progressed from 3rd density by knowledge and application of the Law of One? I am Ra. This is correct. Questioner: Then the only way for a planet to get out of the situation that we are in is for the population to become aware of and start practicing the Law of One. Is this correct? I am Ra. This is correct. Questioner: Can you tell me what percentage of third, fourth, and fifth density planets which you have spoken of here are negatively polarized? Polarized towards service for self? I am Ra. This is not a query to which we may speak, given the law of confusion. We may say only that the negatively or self-service-oriented planetary spheres are much fewer. To give you exact numbers would not be appropriate. Questioner: I would like to make an analogy about why there are fewer negatively oriented and ask you if the analogy is good. In a positively oriented society with service to others, it would be simple to move a large boulder by getting everyone to help move it. In a society oriented toward service to self, it would be much more difficult to get everyone to work on the boulder for the good of all. Therefore, it is much easier to get things done to create the service to others principle and to grow in positively oriented communities than it is in negative. Is this correct? I am Ra. This is correct. Questioner. Thank you very much. Can you tell me how the Confederation of Planets was formed and why? I am Ra. The desire to serve begins in the dimension of love or understanding to be an overwhelming goal of the social memory complex. Thus, those percentiles of planetary entities, plus approximately 4% more of whose identity we cannot speak, found themselves long, long ago in your time seeking the same thing, service to others. The relationship between these entities, as they entered an understanding of other beings, other planetary entities, and other concepts of service, was to share and continue together these commonly held goals of service. Thus, each voluntarily placed the social memory complex data in what you may consider a central thought complex available to all. This then created a structure whereby each entity could work in its own service while calling upon any other understandings needed to enhance the service. This is the cause of the formation and manner of the working of the Confederation. Questioner. With such a large number of planets in this galaxy, you say there are approximately 500 Confederation planets. That seems to me to be a relatively small percentage of the total number of fourth and fifth density planets around. Is there any reason for this relatively small percentage in this Confederation? I am Ra. There are many Confederations. This Confederation works with the planetary spheres of seven of your galaxies, if you will, and is responsible for the callings of the densities of these galaxies. Questioner. Would you define the word galaxy as you just used it? I am Ra. We use that term in this sense as you would use star systems. Questioner. I'm a little bit confused as to how many total planets then, roughly, does the Confederation that you are in serve? I am Ra. I see the confusion. We have difficulty with your language. The galaxy term must be split. We call galaxy that vibrational complex that is local. Thus, your sun is what we would call the center of a galaxy. We see you have another meaning for this term. Questioner. Yes, in our science, the term galaxy refers to the lenticular star system that contains millions and millions of stars, and this had occurred earlier in our communications, this area of confusion. I'm glad to get it cleared up. Now, using the term galaxy in the sense that I just gave you, of the lenticular star system that contains millions of stars, do you know of the evolution in other galaxies besides this one? I am Ra. We are aware of life in infinite capacity. You are correct in this assumption. Questioner. Can you tell me if the progression of life in the other galaxies is similar to progression in this one? I am Ra. The progression is somewhat close to the same, asymptotically approaching congruency throughout infinity. The free choosing of what you call galactic systems causes variations of an extremely minor nature from one of your galaxies to another. Editor's note. The word asymptotically in the previous passage can be defined as infinitely approaching a given value. Questioner. Then the law of one is truly universal in creating the progression toward the eighth density, or octave, in all galaxies. Is this correct? I am Ra. This is correct. There are infinite forms, infinite understandings, but the progression is one. Questioner. I am assuming it is not necessary for an individual to understand the law of one to go from third to fourth density. Is this correct? I am Ra. It is absolutely necessary that an entity consciously realize it does not understand in order for it to be harvestable. Understanding is not of this density. Questioner. That is a very important point. I used the wrong word. What I meant to say was, I believe that it was not necessary for an entity to be consciously aware of the law of one to go from third to fourth density. I am Ra. This is correct. Questioner. At what point in densities is it necessary for an entity to be consciously aware of the Law of One to progress? I am Ra. The fifth density harvest is of those whose vibratory distortions consciously accept the honor duty of the Law of One. This responsibility honor is the foundation of this vibration. Questioner. Can you tell me a little more about this honor responsibility concept? I am Ra. Each responsibility is an honor, each honor a responsibility. Questioner. I want to ask a rather questionable question. I may not put it in the book. I was wondering if cattle mutilations that we now experience across the country and elsewhere could be explained by you. I am Ra. The greater part of your so-called mutilations take place according to the ways of your second density beings, which feed upon carrion. A portion of these so-called mutilations are those which are of what you may call multidimensional type, a thought form construct using various parts in order to have life and being in third density. Questioner, where do these thought forms come from? I am Ra. This is a very ambiguous question. However, we will attempt to answer. Firstly, they come from the Creator. Secondly, they come from what you may call lower astral inner plane thought. Thirdly, in construct visualization complex, they reside in part beneath the crust of your planet. Questioner, are these one form in particular? I am Ra. These entities may take any thought form associated with an emotion of fear or terror. Questioner, are these thought forms able to attack only cattle, or can they also attack human beings? I am Ra. These thought forms cannot attack third density beings. Questioner, thank you. Can you tell me of the silver flecks that we have found sometimes on our faces or elsewhere? I am Ra. These of which you speak are a materialization of a subjectively oriented signpost indicating to one mind-body-spirit complex and no other a meaning of subjective nature. Questioner, who creates the silver flecks? Are they real? I am Ra. Picture, if you will, the increasing potential for learned teaching. At some point, a sign will be given to indicate the appropriateness or importance of that learned teaching. The entity itself, in cooperation with the inner planes, creates whatever signpost is most understandable or noticeable to it. Questioner, you're saying that we ourselves then create these? I am Ra. Entities consciously do not create these. The roots of mind complex, having touched in understanding intelligent infinity, create them. Questioner, thank you. Is it possible for you to give a small description of the conditions in fourth density? I am Ra. We ask you to consider, as we speak, that there are no words for positively describing fourth density. We can only explain what is not and approximate what is. Beyond fourth density, our ability grows more limited still until we become without words. That which fourth density is not, it is not of words unless chosen. It is not of heavy chemical vehicles for body complex activities. It is not of disharmony within self. It is not of disharmony within peoples. It is not within limits of possibility to cause disharmony in any way. Approximations of positive statements. It is a plane of a type of bipedal vehicle, which is much denser and more full of life. It is a plane wherein one is aware of the thoughts of other selves. It is a plane where one is aware of the vibrations of other selves. It is a plane of compassion and understanding of the sorrows of third density. It is a plane striving towards wisdom or light. It is a plane wherein individual differences are pronounced, although automatically harmonized by group consensus. Questioner, could you define the word density as we have been using it to give us a little greater idea of the concept of this term when used by you? I am Ra. The term density is a, what you would call, mathematical one. The closest analogy is that of music, whereby after seven notes on your Western type of scale, if you will, the eighth note begins a new octave. Within your great octave of existence, which we share with you, there are seven octaves or densities. Within each density, there are seven subdensities. Within each subdensity, 7 sub-subdensities, and so on infinitely. Questioner: I notice that the time we have used has gone slightly over an hour. I would prefer to continue, but I want to ask at this time as to the condition of the instrument. I am Ra. This instrument is in balance. It is well to continue if you desire. Questioner: All right. Continuing with what we were just talking about, namely densities, I understand then that each density has 7 subdensities, which again have 7 subdensities, which again have 7 subdensities. This expands at an extremely large rate as things are increased in powers of 7. Does this mean that in any density level, anything you can think of is happening? I am Ra. From your confusion, we select the concept with which you struggle, that being infinite opportunity. You may consider any possibility-probability complex as having an existence. Questioner: Does what we do when we think of possibilities that can occur in, say, daydreaming, do these become real in these densities? I am Ra. This depends upon the nature of the daydream. This is a large subject. Perhaps the simplest thing we can say is if the daydream, as you call it, is one which attracts to self, this then becomes reality to self. If it is a contemplative general daydream, this may enter the infinity of possibility-probability complexes and occur elsewhere, having no particular attachment to the energy fields of the Creator. Questioner: To make this a little more clear, if I were to daydream strongly about building a ship, would this occur in one of these other densities? I am Ra. This would have, or shall occur. Questioner: And then if an entity daydreams strongly about battling, let's say, another entity, would this occur? I am Ra. In this case, the entity's fantasy concerns the self and other self. This binds the thought form to the possibility-probability complex connected with the self, which is the creator of this thought form. This then would increase the possibility-probability of bringing this into third density occurrence. Questioner: Does the Orion group use this principle to create conditions brought about to suit their purpose? I am Ra. We will answer more specifically than the question. The Orion group uses daydreams of hostile or other negative vibratory natures to feed back or strengthen these thought forms. Questioner: Do they ever use any, shall I say, gratifications of the physical body to amplify such daydreams? I am Ra. They are able to do this only when there is a strong ability on the part of the receiving mind-body-spirit complex towards the perception of thought forms. This could be termed an unusual characteristic, but has indeed been a method used by Orion entities. Questioner: The many wanderers coming to this planet now and in the recent past, are they subject to Orion thoughts? I am Ra. As we have said before, wanderers become completely the creature of third density in mind-body complex. There is just as much chance of such influence to a wanderer entity as to a mind-body-spirit complex of this planetary sphere. The only difference occurs in the spirit complex, which, if it wishes, has an armor of light, if you will, which enables it to recognize more clearly that which is not as it would appropriately be desired by the mind-body-spirit complex. This is not more than a bias, and cannot be called an understanding. Furthermore, the wanderer is, in its own mind-body-spirit complex, less distorted towards the, shall we say, deviousness of third density positive-negative confusions. Thus, it often does not recognize, as easily as a more negative individual, the negative nature of thoughts or beings. Questioner: Would then the wanderers, as they incarnate here, be high-priority targets, shall we say, of the Orion group? I am Ra. This is correct. Questioner: And if a wanderer were to be successfully infringed upon, shall I say, by the Orion group, what would happen to this wanderer at the harvest? I am Ra. If the wanderer entity demonstrated through action a negative orientation towards other selves, it would be, as we have said before, caught into the planetary vibration, and, when harvested, possibly repeat again the master cycle of third density as a planetary entity. This shall be the last full question of the session. Is there a short question we may answer before we close the session? Questioner, can the instrument be made any more comfortable? I am Ra. This instrument is as comfortable as it is possible for you to make it, given the weakness distortions of its body complex. You are conscientious. I am Ra. I leave you in the love and the light of the one infinite creator. Go forth then, rejoicing in the power and the peace of the one creator. Adonai. Ra session number 17, February 3rd, 1981. I am Ra. I greet you in the love and the light of the infinite creator. Before we communicate by answer, we shall correct an error which we have discovered in the transmission of our information to you. We have difficulty dealing with your time-space. There may again be errors of this type. Feel free to question us that we may recalculate in your time-space measurements. The error we have discovered concerns one of the arrivals of both the Orion group into your planetary sphere of influence and the corresponding arrival of emissaries of the Confederation. We gave dates of 2600, 2600 years for the Orion entry, 2300, 2300 for Confederation entry. This is incorrect. The recalculation indicates numbers 3600, 3600 for Orion entry, 3300, 3300 for Confederation entry. We communicate now. Editor's note. These dates have been corrected for this audiobook in sessions 14 and 16. Questioner. Thank you very much. I wish to say again, we consider it an honor, great honor, and also a privilege to be part of this contact. And I would like to reiterate that my questions may seem irrelevant at times, but I am trying to ask them in a manner so as to gain a foothold into the application of the Law of One. I got three questions just now in meditation. I'll ask them first before we continue. First, we are now in the fourth density. Will the effects of the fourth density increase in the next 30 years? Will we see more changes in our environment and our effect upon our environment? I am Ra. The fourth density is a vibrational spectrum. Your time-space continuum has spiraled your planetary sphere and your, what we would call galaxy, what you call star, into this vibration. This will cause the planetary sphere itself to electromagnetically realign its vortices of reception of the in-streaming of cosmic forces, expressing themselves as vibrational webs, so that the Earth will thus be fourth density magnetized, as you might call it. This is going to occur with some inconvenience, as we have said before, due to the energies of the thought forms of your peoples, which disturb the orderly constructs of energy patterns within your Earth spirals of energy, which